In less than 2 weeks, on March 10th, the 2013 World Figure Skating Championships begin in London, Ontario. What that means is the eyes of the world will be on a couple of University of Michigan students who have been hailed as one of the greatest American teams in the history of ice dancing. Five-time national champions, silver medalists in the 2010 Vancouver Olympics, 2011 world champions, four-time Grand Prix final champions. It's no exaggeration to say they have helped to make Southeast Michigan the ice dance capital of America. Merrill Davis and Charlie White are joining me in the studio today, and a pleasure to welcome both of you.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks for having us.
Good to have you here. You know, I have to tell you, as I was watching the Nationals in Omaha, it was an absolutely stunning tribute to what's happening to skating in Michigan. When you look at the top four ice dancing pairs, all on the winner's podium, all four from suburban Detroit. What's the secret, Charlie, to the astounding success story of Southeast Michigan skaters led by you guys?
Well, I think, you know, we've imported some fantastic Russian coaching to the area, and then, you know, there's just a lot of great kids with good work ethics, and so, you know, when you put the two together, you get a lot of success, and it's been a lot of fun for us to be able to celebrate that with our, you know, compatriots from Michigan.
And it's quite amazing just somehow this corner of Southeast Michigan drew these Russian coaches and drew such talent, both of you being homegrown, so you did not come in from elsewhere. But Merrill, I guess as you watch this all happening, when you were starting on the ice as a little five-year-old, who'd have figured, huh?
Yeah, exactly. We're very honored and pleased to be here. It seems to have come so quickly. Mm-hmm.
And now you're training for world championships. You're also juggling classes at Michigan. Describe for us what a typical day is for both of you as far as training, studying, classes, all of the above.
Yeah, so we usually train the first two-thirds of the day, it feels like. We're up pretty early and start on the ice around 7, 8, 9 at the latest. And, you know, we're on the ice for about 4 or 5 hours a day. And, you know, we have a few breaks in there, but we really – you got to leave it all out on the ice every day for practice. And, you know, that's what we try to do. So, you know, 3 days out of the week, we then work out for about an hour and a half. 2 days out of the week, we do ballet. And then we get a chance to go to school. And, you know, it's a great way to actually unwind from the athletic side. And obviously it's more than a distraction. It's something that we love doing. And, you know, there's a reason why even though we put ourselves through so much and athletically, we continue with our education. That's just because we love it so much.
When we're looking at a program that you do, like that 2.5 minutes, how much time, Merrill, goes in to that program? I guess I'm asking, how many times might you have done that before it's really the big moment?
Thousands and thousands. Yeah, we rehearse daily, like Charlie said, for probably about 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And so by the time we get to a competition like the World Championships, you know, we've been practicing from May until March, usually, of that year. So the time really is important to kind of the perfection that's required for that kind of performance. But I think Charlie and I thoroughly enjoy not only the competition aspect, but the practice aspect as well. We really enjoy kind of seeing our own growth and working really hard. So it's an enjoyable process for us.
How much time now do you see each other off of the ice?
When we're at competitions or, you know, shows, you know, we end up staying together a lot, you know, depending on the situation. And obviously we've been skating together for 15 years, so we've proven that we can put up with one another really well. But, you know, on a day-to-day, like, we don't really hang out after we're done training. I think we just go home and, you know, like I said before, we try to unwind and rest a bit. And so we just so we can come in the next day and be super fresh.
I'm curious, when I was thinking of all the accolades that were pouring down on you and, you know, you were the big stars as you won your fifth national, is it easy to flip that off and come back and just kind of hang around campus and hang around with your friends and just be those folks again?
For us, it absolutely is. You know, I think it's different for everyone, but Charlie and I have been so fortunate to, as you said, grow up in Michigan, spend our whole lives here, have our families, and kind of the same friends our whole lives. And so when we come home, really nothing has changed. And it is a drastic contrast to come from the U.S. National Championships where, you know, at this point in our career, we're walking down the hall and most people know who we are. And then we come home, we walk around campus and More than likely,
nobody
very
with
few
some
people
anonymity,
know who we
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Which is not a bad thing.
No, not at all. Not.
We're speaking with Meryl Davis and Charlie White getting ready for the World Championships, the World Figure Skating Championships happening starting March 10th in London, Ontario. And of course, you know, we know you won in 2011 and then did not win in 2012. And we know that Moyer and Virtue are back on, they're on home ice. They're London hometown kids. What is going to happen in your head or is happening in your head to make this a different world than last year?
Well, you know, I think this has been a good year for us competitively. We've had a lot of success so far. We're undefeated. And, you know, in large part, I think that's due to the programs that we have. We feel very confident with the programs and, you know, they've grown so much as the year has gone on. And it's always an interesting thing to compete in, you know, one of the other athletes' home countries. But for us, you know, we have so much experience doing that. Basically, you know, the Olympics were in Canada and that it's not really something we think about. You know, Canada has great skating fans and there's going to be a great energy in the rink. And so I think we'll be able to use that and just go out there and do our thing.
You know, as you're developing your program, how much input do both of you get into that? Or is it more it comes from the coach and this is what you're going to do?
Well, actually, a lot of input does come from our coach. Our main coach, Marina Zueva, is incredibly talented. You know, Charlie and I have been working with her for years, and we're still kind of in awe of her genius. And so I think we like to kind of utilize that to the best of our abilities. But I think now that we've matured and, you know, we're in our 20s, we have a little bit more say than we once did. When we were younger, it was all up to the coaching. But now we like to kind of push the music choices and the choreography in a certain direction.
Do you find that what might win over judges at the national level, is it different when you're going to Worlds? Do you have to change things up or what do you need to do differently?
Not so much. You know, we try to stay consistent. Obviously, things will adapt through the competitive season, you know, as we feel that some things can be strengthened, some things can be taken out. So it's kind of a nonstop process, you know, and you just want it to be as good as possible. But, you know, as far as international, national judges, there's not a huge difference.
Okay. Got to keep those judges. And it's so subjective, and that's what makes it tough, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dancing is the same kind of thing where, you know, you think, oh, I did my best, and unfortunately there's no way to actually measure that. After winning that fifth title, I was kind of just looking at articles about you. And, you know, let's be honest, sports writers are like falling over themselves trying to find out new ways to say that you two are the greatest U.S. ice dancers of all time. Now, does talk like that help or hurt your mindset as you're trying to focus in on what's going to happen in London?
You know, we try not to pay too much attention to the media or kind of responses to competitions. I think that we have such a great coaching team and so many wonderful, experienced people around us that we try really to focus on that. Certainly, we read a lot of the articles, you know, the Detroit Free Press articles. But I think that we know where we want to go and how we want to get there. So, you know, catching an article every now and then really doesn't deter us from that vision.
But on the other hand, I would imagine to be a national champion or world champion, don't you need a little bit of swagger and maybe a little bit of we are the best arrogance? Because I'm sure this is no place for a shrinking violet to step up.
No, I mean, it definitely takes nerves of steel. And I don't think the term swag or swagger is used much in ice dance.
Yes.
But I think we definitely have a lot of confidence. And that comes from years of skating together and performing at the top level and knowing what to expect from one another. And also, you know, our training regimen, we do everything we can to prepare ourselves for that moment. So we don't have to worry when we step out on the ice, like, oh, am I going to be ready for this? We go out there and we can almost relax and sort of let our bodies take over.
You know, I have to say, on behalf of the hockey moms and the skating moms and the Irish dance moms, I was one of those, track and field moms and dance moms, got to say, I love the shout out that you gave on your website to both of your moms, understanding the years of kind of nurturing you, especially since you started when you were so tiny. So here's a question that I bet a lot of moms of competing kids would like to ask. Did they have to twist your arms to get you to practice at any point, or were you kind of always had that little bit, oh, Charlie, you're like...
No, they didn't.
They didn't?
You know, Charlie and I are thorough believers in the idea that if you want it badly enough, you can make it happen, but you have to make it happen yourself. And that's not to say that Charlie and I didn't have an extreme amount of support from our families. Mm-hmm. But we've both been very driven, hardworking kids since the beginning. And, you know, if anything, our parents made it quite clear that, you know, you don't have to wake up at 5 a.m. You can sleep in. You can go to soccer practice if you want. And this is what we've really always wanted. And our parents have found the perfect balance between encouraging us but not pushing us too much.
And I think that's something a lot of parents are kind of looking for, that key. Mm. How much do you push? How much do you go back? And then how do you wipe up tears if things don't go well? And I'm sure they had to do that as well. You know, you both started at age 5, and I'm sure as you're at the rink when you're there in Canton and you see the little ones on the rink today who look up to you and hope to be you someday, where do you think your sport will be when they're your age?
Wow, that's a good question. It's probably not something we think about so much. You know, we tend to really just worry about what we're doing in the moment. Mm-hmm. But I think that the U.S. has a very exciting future in ice dance. You know, it's just been growing exponentially. And, you know, just watching the younger couples, even junior novice coming up, we have a lot of talent. And then when you see the juvenile kids who are just insanely talented to be so little, it just almost doesn't even make sense. And it's just so much fun to watch and just fun to know that we have you know, these great skaters coming up.
And I've got to imagine technically the bar is getting raised more and more every year. When you think of what you're doing today and what's accepted versus, say, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I would suspect you kind of wonder, where is it going to end as far as the technical challenges?
Yeah, there's been quite a drastic change in the last 2 Olympic cycles, I think, specifically. Mm-hmm. Because of the change in the judging system that happened after the 2002 Olympics, the sport, I think, has taken more of a drastic change and had a lot more growth than possibly in other, you know, another 2 Olympic cycles. So it's really a very exciting time, I think, to be an ice dancer in particular.
So as you are focusing on what's going to start March 10th, I guess I'm curious, do you look at who you feel – well, I'm sure you are looking at who you feel are your top competitors, who would be
– Well, yeah, Virtue and Moir, of course.
Of course. And do they also train at
– We train with them, yeah. So
what is that like?
It's fine. I mean, we've been with them for a really long time. And, you know, I think it's been to both of our advantage, you know, being able to see the other top team in the world training with you and, you know, just how much work they put in, of course, and vice versa. So I think it's been good for both of us to really help push the sport.
There's so much respect there. I think we've been through the same thing, you know, since we were really 9 and 10 years old, the four of us. Mm-hmm. We started competing together when we were probably about 12 or 13, and we've kind of been on the same track ever since. And so I think respect is really what it comes down to. We see how much work we're all putting in, and I think that's the most important thing.
Best of luck to both of you. We'll all be watching and all be cheering, and we really thank you for joining us today on Stateside.
Thank you so much for having us.